and we have a conversation without any hesitations. I just wanna tell you what's on my mind. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, and I am featuring one of my boys, one of my guys, one of my brothers, Mr. David King.
Oh, yeah.
Like I always say, take David King and switch that backwards, King David. I tell him he got a call already and don't even know.
You already know.
So I got you on here, man, and I want to cover some strong topics. You know what I mean?
What up, man?
So to make a long story short, you've been married.
Yup.
You've dated a witch.
Yup.
Actual witch.
I know, right?
We gotta talk. All right, let's start from one. Your first girlfriend that I could remember. This is what I can remember. Mm-hmm. Your first girlfriend that I remember in my head was a girl named... I don't want to say names. Let me stay away from names. I think that's better to stay away from names. Just references.
Yep.
You dated a girl that I remember I knew from Walmart. Black girl. She was cool. She had a kid at the time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Meet this girl. I put you on, you know what I'm saying? Everything was... She had a kid. I need to know, what is it about these women that... Do you think there's something that you do that attracts these women to you? Because you can bag some women. I mean, I've seen you in the matter of 3 years. Date. Get married. And then date a witch. You gotta talk. Hey, you gotta talk to me. What are you doing? Like, I see you, but what are you doing to attract these people?
Man, listen, I mean, like, I don't mean nothing by it, though. All I'm trying to say is that, you know, I basically just, I don't know. I don't know. It's some charisma or something. I don't know. But for some reason, I like to dress up. I like to dress nice. I always like to look good. You know what I'm saying? No matter what.
So you think it's the dress up on them Sundays, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think it's the dressing up, the jewelry. You know, oh, he got money. Oh, we got money. It's, nah, like, get out of here with that, man. Like,
and now the question is, do you got money? Are they looking the right way because you got money? Or
I mean,
you just dress like you got $1 million.
I mean, I got money, but it's not a lot of money. But I still got money.
I always
have money.
It's not like...
I'm not poor.
But you
I do pretty well.
You're standing well right now.
Yeah.
So let's start with your marriage.
Oh, man.
So you got married. People that know you know who it was.
Yep.
I'm not going to say names.
Yep.
I definitely know who it was.
Yep.
When you got married, what went through your mind? Like, did you feel you were ready for marriage, or did you feel that it was more of a...
Nah, I have to say it's more lust, man. I have to say it was like...
So you weren't in love, you were in...
Well, I mean, it was like tricky, because I mean, I kind of was and I kind of wasn't. It was real, real tricky.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, all right, for instance, like, you know, when you meet a woman, and it's like, man, I really feel this woman, you know, she's really cool, and this and that and that. Mm-hmm. I had some of that going on. I was like, you know, man, I'm falling in love. So you start falling in love with them.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, now you, I ain't gonna say nothing, but you get to that point where, like, you know, you have mutual relationship, mutual feelings, and you get mutual things that happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like...
Do you feel like because things move fast, that's what rushed the marriage?
Honestly, I think it was a weakness on me and the other person's part. Mostly the other person's part, because... Me, for instance, I was just trying to keep to myself, right?
Yeah.
And this lady comes up to me and she's like, oh, hey, Dave, are you single? And I'm like, yeah, I'm single. So at first she was hollering at me. But then I found out later on when I tried to holler at her, she was like, nah, she wasn't having it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, I gotta try harder. So what I did was, you know, I try to, I've been down there, like, I would, like, get her something nice, or do something nice for her, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, marriage in itself was a big experience, to learn, because it taught me a lot. It taught me how to treat women better, it taught me how to, you know, not that I didn't treat women well, I always treated women well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, if you want to, like, learn stuff, I mean, I wouldn't say get married, because my boy Dre knows how it is.
Yep, yep.
But, I wouldn't say get married, but, I mean, you learn a lot, man. If you've been around, you learn a lot, so.
So it was a big learning experience for you from being married.
Oh, yeah.
So, after being married, do you see yourself any time later down the road getting married again, or right now, because of that, you don't want to get married, like, at all?
I mean, honestly, if you want my honest opinion, basically, it's a fantasy thing, and it never happened, but if I could, dog, like, if I could, Dre, here's what I'd do. I would have a girlfriend and just keep it at that until, like, you know, I mean, there don't have to be no, you know, sex relations, anything like that. It don't have to be nothing like that.
Just y'all being,
yeah, just y'all
feeling
cool.
Each other out for a long time.
Yeah, being cool.
See, and I don't know if that's possible.
No, it's not possible. But I'm saying, like,
like, I don't know.
I know it's not possible.
I don't know.
I know it's not possible. What I'm trying to say is, like, if you could eventually get married, eventually get married. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Still do that, but eventually get married. Yeah.
No, I feel you. I mean, if people did that more nowadays, then marriages will last longer.
Oh yeah.
I feel
100%.
I feel if people did that, marriages would last, or marriages will last longer.
Uh-huh.
Not just these marriages and then divorce. How long was you married till you got divorced?
Well, I was married for about 2 years.
Yep.
I got married on October 12th. I believe it was 2014.
Yep.
And it was... In the beginning, it was very, like, emotional. You know, you get to know the person, you start, you know, feeling other feelings. You're up there, you're like, okay, it's my first marriage, I'm getting married. Okay, this is awesome. Oh, man, she was pretty, by the way.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean, like, and I was just like, dang. So I kind of let my feelings get in the way. I think that's my biggest issue, was I always let my feelings get in the way of women. All the time.
Yeah.
Every time. And the thing is, they know it. They know it. They're like, yeah, this dude got feelings. I'm trying to get him feel some type of way about me.
So you feel like it's a manipulation on your feelings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they see this dude. Okay, he's nice, he's kind, and stuff like that. Very taken advantage of, which I didn't like it at all. I don't like when women do that to me. But they do.
Because they know they can.
Yeah. I can't stop it. I mean, I mean, they're women, man. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to tell a woman no. You're not going to say no to a woman. I mean,
yeah.
This times you want to tell a woman no. It's like, when you're wrong, when you're right, you're not right. You're just not right. You're never right. The man is never right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically, with women, I respect women. I give women, you know, whatever. I'll do whatever I can for women. Whatever I can, I do for a woman. You know, basically, if they need help with anything, or they need somebody to take care of them, if they need somebody to, like, be there. I mean, now the issue here is about how the issue, Dre, is with the kids, and we've always talked about this.
So that's my thing. I always feel anybody that's not used to kids, because you're young. You know what I mean? You're only 30. What, 31?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, the fact that you got married and already got divorced at 31 is crazy, but you're young. Yeah. Any girl you meet has to almost not have a kid or has to be the same age as you, because there's always going to be a misunderstanding when it comes to that. And
right.
Taking care of, not taking care of, because you didn't take care of someone else's kid. You didn't really take care of the kids. You were more frustrated with them so much that you didn't want to.
Yeah.
So when you go on that journey, I remember asking you, are you ready for this journey with all these kids? And your answer was, yeah, I think I can do it. And I knew it was going to kick you in the butt, because that's a tough assignment. You know what I mean? And I know the woman, like, she was never that type of person. She never pushed her kids on you, or never told you, you got to take care of them. You got none of that. But the fact that you had to deal with the kid in general and you had to do this and that, that's not in your repertoire. You know what I mean? I feel like you're not ready for a kid at all. You know, let alone that. I feel like you're not even ready for...
I can elaborate on that. Like, then, probably not at all. I mean, taking on multiple kids, nah, that ain't gonna happen. But if you're talking about maybe, like...
I'm talking about your own.
Oh, yeah, if I have my own kid, yeah, definitely. If I have my own kid, I'll be there for 100%. No matter what the issue, I'll be there for 100%.
I feel like it's so easy to say that, though. Like, not to say you wouldn't, but I feel like it's so easy to say that.
Well, I would do my best. Let's put it that way. I'll lessen it a little bit. I would do my best.
Yeah,
I would do my best. I mean, I can't say that I'll be, you know, a lot of women will say, oh, you'd be the perfect father. You know what I mean? You'd be, you know, real, I think you'd be a great father.
But how do you feel? Do you feel that that's a true statement or that's a...
Well, like I said, I was just saying, you know, I don't think they really know me like that. I think they watch what I do and they're like, oh, yeah, he could be that, you know, good father and stuff. But
in your mind, you're like, y'all have no idea. Like,
yeah.
I don't even trust myself yet.
No, I mean, like, honestly, I think it's patience. Patience is the biggest thing I have.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's the biggest thing I have with kids. And I'm not saying I hate kids. I love kids. I think kids are awesome. The thing is like, it just gets having that patience.
Yeah.
And not only that, but then I don't like when the woman puts all the weight on you with the kids.
Yeah.
And in some of the relationships, I'm not going to mention who, I'm not going to mention the names.
Yep.
But there was some women that were like, hey, you know, like...
Step up, baby daddy.
Yeah, can you take care of my kid? I'm like...
You ain't ready for that. For that journey yet.
I'm like, okay, I will, but...
But you didn't really want to do it. It was more for the woman.
No, I mean, yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah,
because I wondered that. So your divorce happened, and how was it fighting off the divorce? Like, I know there has to be thoughts that still linger up in your head and all that. How long did it take for you to finally get that cloud from over your head?
Man, let me tell you something, man. Like, when you get married, I mean, when you have a girlfriend, when you're in high school, oh, it's a high school crush, or, oh, you know, when you're, you know, just falling in love. And, man, marriage is totally different.
Yeah.
Extremely different to the highest extremity.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get married, you gotta think, that is your person you are married to for life.
Yeah.
And to be separated from that, it does. It tears you apart, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I remember constantly crying. I posted on Facebook, not that I should have. You know, just totally like, dad, man. And, oh, man, I was in shock. I was like, how could I treat a woman so nice, take care of her, you know, take care of the kids even though I didn't want to, you know, bring them to school. I was like, oh, can you get up at 6:30, bring them to school, give the woman whatever she wanted, give the kids whatever they wanted, and still yet.
But I mean, there's a difference between actually doing those things and feeling like you did those things. Were you actually giving everything wanted? Or were you feeling you were giving everything?
Oh, no. I was definitely giving it every... I was giving it. I was giving it every... Anything they want, I would give it. I make it possible to the point where I would either go broke or I would do whatever I had to do. But the main thing I couldn't stand was, you know, after a while, it was like, oh, let me just walk in and waltz in and do this. And, he's got this. Let me grab that. Oh, he's got that. Let me grab this. So I had to say, nah, hold on a second. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind you grabbing it, but don't get too comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, ask me once in a while. Hey, can I borrow this? You know, hey, can I grab this? Sure, why not? Just ask me. You don't have to take it. Just ask.
Yeah.
And basically, that became an issue. The main issue was there was no privacy in the relationship.
Yeah.
That was another thing. A huge major thing. You can't tell a woman... No, your kids can't come here. No, your kids can't do this. You know you can't tell a woman that.
That's our kids.
So, I mean, that's basically what it was. It was the kids that I was having issues with.
Do you think the kids were led to your divorce? Or do you think it was the kids plus a lot more?
honestly, man, I'm gonna say it's like between me and the kids. But more me. I'm gonna say more me because honestly, it was my full responsibility. You know, as a man, I should have said, "Hey, y'all, I'm not your dad. You know, I'm not your father figure. I'm here to, you know, support y'all, but I can never replace your dad." And you know, remember we had that talk. Remember that?
Yep.
And basically, you know, all in all, I still have feelings. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna say about who, whatever. I still got feelings going on right now. But the thing is, it's acceptance. If you can't accept the fact that things are going to happen that way, you'll just be tormented. I mean, I'm tormented now, but let me tell you something. Being single, it's a great life.
Mm-hmm. What would you tell people that that feel that they need to rush to marriage? Like, what would you tell them? What would your words of advice to them be?
If you want my honest opinion about, you know, getting married, I say wait. Honestly, I say build this. First off, get yourself established. That's number one.
Yep.
Get yourself established. You know, make money. You know, God of course evolved before all things. You know, have God in your life, of course, because without God, your relationship won't work or whatever. So, have God, get a job, make money. You know what I mean, do what you gotta do to establish yourself first.
Mm.
And if you feel you're ready. And I mean, you really, I mean, pray about it if you have to. I mean, that's what they say in the church, right?
Yep.
Pray about it.
Yep.
So pray about it if you have to and say, "God, is this one for me?" And really pick and choose, like, have God pick and choose which one is really for you.
Not just your own mind. Thank
because you gotta remember, you're with that person for life.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're locked in, that's, I mean, when you think it's being mad, being broken up and stuff, man, boyfriend and girlfriend ain't nothing. When you get married, dog, it's a whole nother story.
It's a whole new level.
And imagine just you being like, "Yeah, man, yeah, God, I don't need you. You know, I know this is the one." You get married, and then bam, it's like, "Oh man, I wish I never did this. My heart's broken, and you know, I never want to see a girl again." You know, now, I ain't talking about being you know what, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you gotta be careful, man.
I hear that.
You gotta be careful.
Now, we're gonna say part two, which is gonna be after divorce and how a witch, I said that right, an actual witch crept in and Dave was dating a witch for a good, what, year?
I'd say months.
Yeah, we gonna tell that story next episode that me and Dave do. But thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate that. Your boy, Mr. Parker, in the Relationship Podcast. God bless y'all. I'll check y'all, and I will not wreck y'all. See y'all next fall. No, I'm just playing. I will see y'all in a few weeks, and me and Dave's second episode will be coming out once this one hits at least 100 listens. Thank you, guys. God bless y'all. Love y'all. Peace.
Peace out.